When you usually look at like a high-level corporate job posting, there's a certain energy to it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's sleek, it's aggressive, they want a, I don't know, a visionary leader, but an official government gazette.
It's usually just a gray wall of text.
Exactly. You almost expect it to be incredibly boring. But today, we're welcoming you to a deep dive with a very specific mission. We want to decode one of those dry provincial notices to reveal the very human element hiding behind the bureaucracy. So we're looking at a call for public nominations to the governing board of the Western Cape Liquor Authority.
Yeah, the WCLA.
Right, which was established under the 2008 Act. Okay, let's unpack this, because if you read between the lines, this isn't just paperwork. It is essentially a high-stakes corporate headhunting brief. Like, it's a help-wanted ad for actual civic power.
What's fascinating here is that this entire process relies completely on public participation. Like, they aren't filling these seats behind closed doors in some smoky back room. They are actively begging the public to nominate local leaders. In fact, this notice builds on an initial push they made just a few weeks prior, on February 14th, 2025. They really want and need citizens involved.
So if they are begging the public for help, who are they actually looking for? The baseline criteria are kind of fascinating because they tell a story about maturity.
Definitely.
You have to be a South African citizen, permanently living in the Western Cape, but you also have to be at least 25 years old, not 18, like the basic voting age.
Right, because 25 implies a level of, well, lived experience and community grounding. You need someone who actually understands the local fabric. And you also can't be disqualified under Section 5 of the Act.
Wait, what exactly is Section 5? Are we talking about like a criminal record or something highly specific to the liquor industry?
It's actually both. I mean, Section 5 acts as a legal firewall.
Okay.
It automatically blocks anyone with a serious criminal record, an unrehabilitated insolvent, or, and this is crucial, anyone who has a direct financial interest in the liquor trade.
Oh, preventing conflicts of interest before they even happen.
That makes sense. But here's where it gets really interesting. The notice specifically demands that candidates have knowledge or experience in ensuring probity and openness.
Yeah, probity.
Why use a heavy 19th century word like probity? I mean, why not just say, we need honest people?
Because honesty just means telling the truth when asked, you know? Probity implies a proactive, strict adherence to the highest possible ideals. It's like absolute bulletproof integrity.
Wow.
Remember, this board regulates liquor. It's an industry that requires massive public trust and really careful oversight because of its direct impact on community safety. And these are part-time, four-year maximum appointments decided by the Provincial Minister of Police Oversight and Community Safety. Yeah, and with a strict mandate for racial and gender sensitivity to actually reflect the community.
But come on, how do you actually prove bulletproof integrity on a piece of paper? Anyone can write a stellar CV or get their friend to nominate them, right? It's incredibly easy to fake probity in a Word document.
Well, that is exactly why the application process itself is designed as a gauntlet. You can't just like click apply on LinkedIn to prove you have probity. The bureaucratic friction is their first filter.
Ah, so the friction is the point.
Yes.
If you aren't serious, you won't jump through the hoops. So what does this all mean if someone actually wants to apply?
Well, to even be considered by the March 21, 2025 deadline, you have to track down a very specific document,
Which is?
Form 1 from the 2011 Western Cape Liquor Regulations. You pair that with a recent CV, and crucially, you have to submit a formal written argument defending your character and suitability for the board.
So you're literally building a legal case for your own integrity. And I assume you can't just drop this in a suggestion box somewhere.
Not at all. You have to get this package directly to a Dr. G. Lutz. You can email it, but you'd better format that subject line perfectly.
Let me guess, all caps.
Exactly. WCLA nomination form. Or it might just get lost in the machine. Or you go old school and mail it to P.O. Box 5346 in Cape Town.
Wow.
Or physically hand deliver it to 35 Whale Street, Cape Town. They want to see that you are capable of following strict compliance protocols before they hand you the power to enforce them.
It completely reframes how you look at a boring government notice, honestly. The actual mechanics of local governance, the gears that keep our society safe and running smoothly, they aren't just running on autopilot.
No, they aren't.
They rely on regular people willing to navigate that friction to ensure accountability.
This raises an important question about our own civic duty. We often think of governance as something done to us, but a notice like this proves it requires active participation from us.
Yeah.
If we don't step up, those seats stay empty, or worse, get filled by the wrong people.
It really leaves you with something to chew on.
Hmm.
I mean, we spend so much time complaining about the rules and regulations that govern our daily lives. But looking at this exact notice, this gray wall of text that is actually a help wanted ad, it makes you wonder, you know,
yeah.
Who holds the real power? Is it the politicians making the flashy headlines, or is it the ordinary citizens sitting quietly on these part-time boards making the unseen decisions that actually shape our communities?